Yo, what's going on, everybody? King Judah 23 here. Follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDH23. Got some updated content on my Instagram. I want to talk about this here, and I'm going to really be short and sweet with this because there's no need to go beat around the bush and try to go around the world to take you to the center. We have to hit it where it needs to be hit at. It needs to be hit dead right in the center, right? So if you don't know who Joe Smith is, Joe Smith is a former number one overall pick for the Golden State Warriors back in 1995, I believe. He had a nice, decent career. He made, I think, over $61 million, something like that. But just like any other athlete who don't have the proper education, don't have the proper financial literacy, proper financial education, he went through some things and, you know, and he's broke. Pretty much break it all down. So his wife comes out recently and she says that I've been doing OnlyFans. Whoa, really? So he finds out and he leaves. Now, before we get into the part of her doing the OnlyFans, you gotta remember this lady, this Joe Smith's wife, was a former porn star. Okay? And so this is why I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say here today. She's a former porn star. So, you know, of course, they got together and they got married. That was stupid on his part, but that's no here nor there. I'm gonna start saying this for black men, okay? And I'm not here to talk about, well, you need to go get your passport and go see other women. I'm not with the sucker shit. That's sucker shit right there. Those men are looking for sex slaves. That's what they're looking for. They're not looking for a wife. They're not looking for somebody to show them respect. They're looking for a freak in the bedroom. Let's just keep it all the way 100 with the passport brothers, okay? Passport sisters, they're looking for the same thing. To be honest with you, all this division on social media between men and women, I'm gonna be honest with you. At the end of the day, they want everybody to be gay. I'm really convinced of this. I am truly, truly convinced of this. I am truly convinced that they want all men and all women to be gay. Okay, you see women out here shaking their ass in front of another woman. You see men out here doing a whole lot of weird homosexual shit around each other. So I'm just being all the way honest here. I think the overall goal is to make everybody gay. But that's no here nor there. We'll move on. So they had a... After Joe Smith left, let me go back to the real story here. So after Joe Smith left, he left the house and everything like that. She was crying on social media. He's not answering none of my phone calls. He's not coming back home. He's not explaining why he's not coming back, blah, blah, blah. But you know, when you getting butt naked in front of a whole bunch of strange men for cash, you know the reason why he left. Anyway, so she turned around and said, well, he knew who I was from the very beginning when he got with me. And that's the truth. And so I'm not going to sit up here and demonize her all the way, even though she is a hoe, even though she is for the streets, even though that's what she wants to be. She wants to be for the streets. We have to start blaming us as black men. I'm going to be honest with you. Us as black men, we have done so much stupid shit for coochie. And I'm just going to be, let's just really be honest here, man. Black men will do anything for some coochie. I'm just being honest, man. Let's just be totally front. Let's just be real. I love being a black man. I would never change it for the world, okay? I will never change me being a black man for the world. I love being a black man. I love my melanin. I love the fact that I'm hated all over the world because I am the true indigenous Indian. I'm the real true indigenous Jew. I am the real true indigenous everything. Everything came from me. Everything came from my loins. Everything came from my people. Okay? So I will never change that. But let's just be honest here. 85 to 95% of black men are, when it comes down to coochie, they are some of the stupidest simple-minded people in the whole fucking world. Let's just keep it all the way real. You knew that woman was a hoe when you first got with her. Okay? You knew she was a hoe. You knew she was high maintenance and high maintenance and she wanted to do all this, do all that. And you became broke behind that. Okay? So now I'm not gonna sit up here and just blame the woman. I'm not gonna just do that because I know that was that's gonna be coming. Oh, King Judah 23, here you go blaming black women again. No, I'm not here blaming black women. Today is black men's time. Black men, we need to stop being such fucking sinful coochie. Okay? I love women. I love the smell of a woman. I love the touch of a woman. Don't get it twisted. No, not one gay bone in my body. But I will be damned if I let any woman play me to the left. I will be damned I'll let any woman play me for all social media. Because she got big tits and a fat old ass. We got to stop as black men to stop looking for that type of shit. Most of these women with big tits and big breasts and big asses and a beautiful smile and she can shake it real good and she looks so good on social media. Those are the worst ones. Those are witches, man. Most of them are witches. Most of them do witchcraft anyway. If we really want to get into the spiritual, let's just keep it all the way real. If we want to get to the spiritual, we can get to the spiritual. Because I know a lot of these beautiful ass women, they're wearing all this sorcery on their neck, and they're doing all these damn spells. Matter of fact, Tasha K just did an interview with a dark skinned woman, and she was beautiful. She was gorgeous to me. I think she looked good, and she said, "I'm a certified witch." Whoa, she said it out of her own mouth. So I'm saying this, black men. Stop looking for the physical. Yes, I don't want to wake up every single morning and despise who I'm sleeping with. Of course, you want to have a nice looking chick that you find attractive and that you want to be with. Of course, that's anybody. That's just human nature. But all this big booty, big tits, shaking her ass. Damn, she look good. Damn, I put 4 kids on her. You better watch what the hell you doing. You better watch who you around. And I said this before, and I say this again. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to get rid of. And some of us as black men, we're going to have to get rid of some of these big booty hoes. That's just the damn truth, because they are our downfall. And going back to Joe Smith again, I'm sorry that happened to that brother, but that brother has learned a big, valuable lesson. Joe, I am telling you right now. Now, it could all be fake. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this before I go on. It could all be fake. Maybe Joe Smith is not broke. Maybe they just playing a skit so they can get some money. That could be happening because people do that on social media. I'm just going off the facts of what has been presented to me. Black men, let's stop being such fucking simps for coochie. Let's stop being fucking simps for a big breast and a big ass and a nice smile. Let's just stop being so fucking stupid because she looks good. Just because she looks good doesn't mean she's good enough. She's good for you. Okay? Now, my mom used to say this all the time. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Whoo, come on. Everything that glitters ain't gold. Everything that smiles in your face is not good for you. Black men, we have a habit of doing this. Man, she bad, but look at her though. She bad. But yeah, she may be casting demons in your life. She may be putting spells on your mother. She may be putting spells on your children. She may be putting spells on your sister. She may be putting spells on your relative. You don't fucking know that. But because she looks good and she got big breasts and big titties and big asses and all this other shit, now I was, oh yeah, that changes everything. Don't worry about all the Satan worshiping. No, man, look how good she is. That's how black men are. Black men don't give two flying fucks if she's a damn witch or she's a demon. As long as she looks good, they are going. And this is why 2/3 of our black people are going to be lost. Black women the same way too. Just because he got a 14-inch ding dong going over down to his kneecaps and he got a 6-pack and he got dreadlocks go down to his back does not mean that he's not a demon. He could be casting spells on your children. He could be molesting your children. But because you look at the physical, you think that he's all good or she's all good. And this is why 2/3 of black folks will be done away with. Because We see the physical. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. Oh, the white man loves me so much. Or the white woman loving on me. They accepting me and all this other stuff. Stop worrying about what the outside is going to accept. Stop worrying about what the outside is going to provide for you. You need to be worried about Yahweh and worry about if is he giving you favor right now. You need to be worried if he's going to give you favor to save up canned goods, save up water, save up on food, save up on toiletry, save up on this, save up on that. Get a generator. You need to be worried about if Yahweh is going to give you the wisdom to give you all this stuff so you can start saving now. Because I'm telling y'all right now, it is coming down to an end. Right now, they just passed the thing in the house, you know, to keep the government going. But eventually, one day, it's going to happen. They're going to shut this whole bitch down. They're going to shut down travel. They're going to shut down everything that you could imagine in your life. And what are you going to do? You going to flip out? Oh, what about FEMA? What about CIA? What about the FBI? Man, what are they going to come help us? Man, I am telling you, you better save up on food. You better save up on water. And you better start getting to your spirituality and stop worrying about if that big booty bitch is going to accept you or not. You need to start worrying about if that good looking man going to accept you or not. You need to start worrying about if white society is going to accept you or not. This is the problem with our people. People here, we worried about what white people doing. I saw a young girl. She was at a Beyonce concert. First of all, a child that age don't need to be at no damn Beyonce concert anyway. That's already a red flag right there and there. But that's fine. Well, wherever her mother want to take her, I guess whatever. That's up to her mother. But the woman, with the girl wearing a short skirt with a crop top, that girl is too damn young to be wearing that type of shit. And then you wonder why your children get molested. You're wondering why all these pedophiles on her DM talking about, yeah, little girl, come meet me here and there. I am telling you right now, most black folks, 90% of black folks, their mind is all fucked up. We have to keep it all the way 100. And it starts with us as black men. We got to stop looking at the physical. We got to stop looking at just the money and start looking at our spirituality. We got to start looking at us on the inside. We got to start building nations from the inside out. Whatever you think in your mind is what you're going to do out there. Period. You sitting up there worrying about these new Jordans, but your child acting up in school. You worrying about that big booty bitch, but your son can't read on a grade level. This is why our community is fucked up, because we are worried about the wrong shit. We are worried about that big booty bitch. We worried about the big titties. We worried about the big ding dong. We worried about the six pack. This is what we worried about. We are worried about traveling. Yes, in a couple weeks I'm gonna be out the country, just for a weekend trip. That's fine. That's getting my head clear. But I don't spend all day long thinking about going to Dubai, going to these other countries, trying to stunt on social media since I got everything going on. I don't have everything going on. Really, to tell you the truth, I'm rebuilding as we speak right now. I'm rebuilding. I'm not worried about big booty bitch. I'm not worried about big titties and big ass. I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about leaving my son a legacy. This is what we need to do as black folks. Stop worrying about what white people are doing. Stop worrying about that big booty bitch. And you need to start worrying about your children, worrying about your community, and worrying about your overall tribe. That's facts, man. Black men, we got to start being leaders again. Black men, we got to stop being such fucking sensible women. If she don't want to be with your ass, kick the bitch to the curb. Fuck her then. Don't worry about all that. You shouldn't be worried about, oh, yo, man, shorty, she cheating on me. Man, fuck her. If she don't want to be with you, fuck her. That's her loss. You sit up here and you about to go stone cold bonkers over some pussy? Come on, dog. Y'all wilding out here, man. And then we wonder why our community is failing. We wonder why our community is not getting it together. Because I'm being honest with you, 90% of black people today is fucked up in the head, man. Period. Only 10% of black folks got their shit together or going to get their shit together in order. If you're in the process of getting your shit in order and you know who the Most High is, you know his real name, and you just don't, you're not just quite there yet, don't beat yourself up, man. You'll get there. But I'm talking about the 90% of black folks who don't have their head on straight, who keep voting Democrat. And let me say this right here. The Republicans don't give a shit about you either, but at least stop being a fucking slave. Stop being a fucking slave. Really tell you the truth, you don't need to be voting, period. What did I say a couple months ago? I keep saying this over and over and over. If you want real change, stop going to work. There's a lady on TikTok right now. She had not went to work in over 2 months. She pretty much lost her job. She said, man, I'm going on strike. She said, I ain't paying no bills, no nothing. How many people going to be just like that sister and do the same thing? Not too many. This is why 90% of black folk don't have their head on straight. That's period. They don't have their head on straight and they think about anything else besides building a nation. But it starts with us as black men. We got to stop being such fucking sinful women. We got to start being the true leader of who the hell we are. We got to start being leaders. Stop wearing these tight ass damn clothes. Look like a fucking faggot. Learn how to talk to another black man without pulling a gun out on him. Learn how to talk to another black man without disrespecting him. Learn how to have a conversation with somebody without insulting them. This is all part of nation building. But only 10% of black folks are going to get this. 90% are going to be done away with. Because the Most High even said to Moses, there had to be a separation. That's facts, man. Black men, let's get it together, man. Peace. One love.